Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God, every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly, by my side, green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams, just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise, what's in the water got you acting like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Because everybody, how you doing out there? I'm feeling good. I'm not stressed about the coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, because I know that once I drop this earthly robe, I know where I'm going. I don't know about y'all out there, but it's time to get prayed up while the door of opportunity is open. But you know something? I just want to say that song was by T.I. and Charlie Wilson. I am blessed, and we all are blessed to be here to be talking to people and everything else. But before I start, I want to give a shout-out to all my listeners, north and south, east and west, and all my global listeners in 28 countries. And I need to check the count because I think that count has went up. So thank you for tuning in, because they know on Unmasked we keep it real. You know, we have every topic because everybody got a story. And you know something, you know, I don't care what somebody think about me, because you can't touch my relationship with Christ. But you know, this radio show is just what I do. You know, and I do it well. But anyway, I would say hi to my co-hosts first. And anybody who want to make a comment or, you know, ask a question, dial 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key, and I will unmute your mic. Otherwise, you can stay in the background and just listen. That's okay, too. But also, let me just give a shout-out to Angela Walton, one of my friends up there in the Georgia area. How you doing, homegirl? And the Broad Street Church of Christ and South Gerard Church of Christ and friends of mine. How y'all all doing? Peace and love and blessings. You see, I'm so excited. I'm just busting with, you know, excitement. But I think the real reason is because, you know, by me being stuck in the house, my hair ain't done. My head looked like just jacked up. So, baby, I just slapped a wig on my head, and I'm feeling good, you know. Because when they open up the shops, I'm not going in there because I don't want anybody breathing on me and make me sick. So, you know, it is what it is. But I want to first say hi to Chris and Mark. How y'all both doing?
Hello. Glad it's Friday. I'm doing fine.
Hey, Chris.
I'm doing great, too. To God be the glory again.
Oh, all right now. That was Mark in California and Chris in Ohio. We're trying to cover north, east, south, and west. But anyway, our guest tonight, wonderful lady Tracy Neal, she is going to delight us with her Christian poetry. Now, I love poetry. So, Tracy, when did you start writing poetry? When did you feel like you had the knack for it? Because, you know, you're going to have to read some, you know, for us. And, you know, we are tough critics. We just like New York City. If you don't make it here, you ain't going to make it nowhere. And we're going to let you know, ain't day or day. Because you want to hide it.
Okay, I will say it started when I was 14. I'm 31 now. Yeah,
okay.
I had a seventh grade teacher that wanted the class to write a poetry book, and she always asked people to volunteer if they wanted to read their poems, and I always wanted to read mine. And I guess she kind of pushed me to further pursue poetry because I read a poem about Black people's still feeling like they were enslaved, and she told me I couldn't have written that. And I actually read it on one of because it was deep, I guess, for my age.
What? You know, something, you know, you could be an old soul. Somebody could be channeling it through you, but you know, you'd be surprised. These babies today, you know, they are so proficient in all areas, whether it's poetry, whether it's singing, you know, these young people, man, you know, they got it going on. So, you know, I'm not surprised. And you know something, when you live with your family and you hear the stories of your family's past, that can bring together the things that you write down that she called deep. But, you know, that's kind of like, you know, a slap in the face, like, you can't do that. Why is that? Really? Come on now.
But I had that mindset. I didn't have the mindset, oh, I should stop. I had the mindset, I'll prove you wrong.
Good. I like that. I tell you what, before I let Chris and Mark ask their question, and, you know, the listeners is on the line right now, do you have a poem handy? And be aware, you know, we're just like your girlfriends. You know, we're hanging out, we chilling and everything, and we're going to be honest. We don't say stuff to hurt you if it don't sound deep to us. You know, if it sound, you know, you know, like you need work, we're going to say so. Because you know that you're talking to a port yourself. So, hey, we got something for us?
I'll actually read the one that that I did for seventh grade, the one she said
okay.
I couldn't have written.
Okay.
It's called Captivity. During the times of slavery, blacks struggled for freedom. Nowadays, kids are ashamed of where they came from. Even though I didn't live in Harlem, the ghetto, or the projects, I know how it feels to have friends one day and then treated like a reject. Because my people have gone out of their race, down in my brothers and sisters instead of looking at themselves face to face. The big screen tells us most of my kind are behind bars, selling drugs, buying guns, and stealing cars. But I am black and am content, and I certainly don't appreciate this comment. As I lay on praying knees for those at war in the different countries, hoping our president of the United States knows what he's doing. Segregation is still a threat to this nation as we speak. Buildings brought down, credit card jams, and water pollution as it leaks. Clothes are used to express negative feelings, strange hair color, tattoos, and even body piercings. Blacks' image has changed with boys wanting to be pimps and girls acting like prostitutes. Conflicts with each other are brought to court in lawsuits. What do we do as slaves in captivity? No jail, no pails. When will we be free?
Well, you know what I got to say about that, Tracy? I'm just going to do this. That's, you got to get two steps, snaps up. That was awesome. That is very, very good. And for somebody who's doing that at 14, you say you're 31 now, you know, God gives everyone a talent, and to some, God gives many talents. So do not deviate from what you're doing with the poetry, because what people don't understand is poetry, you know, is something just like music. It soothes the soul, and poetry is the lyrics that music is based upon, you know, and
it is.
We need to be aware of what's going on, and as a child at 14 who wrote that, man, you know, I applaud you, my sister, I applaud you. And on that note, Chris, you got your question ready?
Yep, I do. Hi, Tracy. My name is Chris Michael Ward. I enjoy your YouTube videos. But I wanted to ask you, how long does it take for you to write the poems that you read?
I give credit where credit is due. It is a true gift from God. So it's like He'll just put it on me, and usually it's when there's suffering involved. So before, back in the day when I was 14, I was bullied. I had low self-esteem, and poetry was my outlet. So now at 31, I see the sufferings of this world, people, you know, dying and hurting. I feel their pain, and that, you know, triggers the writing, and he'll put the words, the message, and I share it. That's exactly how it is.
Maybe you look like Maya Angelou, but that's really, really, really good. You know, I'm impressed. You know, Mark, I know you're sitting there waiting to get your question in. Go ahead, baby.
Yeah, I'm always champing at the bit.
I know, right?
Tracy, I'm reading from your excellent website, TracyNeilSpeakerPoet.com. And you talk about how, you know, in your young life, you survived suicide attempts, domestic violence, and overcame rape. All these things, got you to discovering how to learn to trust God. How did that all work out back in the day? How did you discover? How did you learn to trust God? In other words,
it was not until 27 that I fully learned to trust God. Now, mind you, some people are like, "Wow, you went through all that, and you still weren't there yet." But for me, it wasn't until my faith was shaken, and that wasn't until I turned 27 when I was dating a guy I thought I was going to marry. Now I'm married now. Not to this guy, but the guy I thought I was going to marry, he ended up dying from a brain injury. That shocked me.
Oh.
you know, you say you experienced death, like I've experienced, you know, family members passing, friends passing, but this person, I was around this person a lot. I talked to this person a lot, you know, and so it was like really mind-blowing for me because I prayed for this person to be healed, and I knew that God could heal him, you know, but he didn't. So there was a kind of struggle with me and God, you know, and at one point I had to admit I was angry with him because I'm like, you know, Lord, I've seen you heal people. I know you're a healer. Like, why not him? And so at the time, you know, life didn't make sense to me. And it got to the point where it was like I still was trying to, you know, fill that void of that emptiness. And it got to the point, like I said, where I felt like I was hitting rock bottom. And I remember even going in before I went to work, stopping at, you know, parking lot neighborhoods and just screaming, you know. And I never felt, I didn't feel free, but I was desperate for peace. You know, when you get in that desperate place, it's like you have to make a choice. You're either going to run to God or run away from him. And I chose to run to him. I said, Lord, all I got now is my faith. So it's me and you. If you're real, you're going to have to show me that you're real. And from there, that relationship became so deep, so real, unimaginable, that I can't put anything before him, not even my husband. Because I know he was the only one that kept me when I feel like I could have just easily lost my mind. So.
Well, you know something, Tracy, I applaud you for doing what you did, running to God. A lot of people will sit in a church, and they think because they're in church and they hear a sermon that they're safe. That don't make you safe. You know, being safe in Christ means that you got to walk like, talk like, and act like God. And through all troubles, you got to turn to God because God will never fail or leave you. And what I keep trying to stress to people what they don't seem to understand, like it's unfortunate that you was abused. It's unfortunate someone lose a loved one. All these trials and tribulations that we go through, it is a test. Being here on earth is the test. And what we do when we have some troubles in our life, how we respond, and what we don't do is what is going to be the determining factor when we shed our earthly robes and God decide to judge us for how we lived our life. Some people got the impression that, I'm just going to live and live and live until I die. I'm going to heaven. It's not guaranteed that everybody's going there and that a lake of brimfire is real. Satan is real, you know, so...
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you got through it. And even people who go through stuff and they are successful in committing suicide, I just pray that God understands their mindset at the time because I know myself, I've thought about suicide because life got too tough. And I'm glad I didn't because I know that if you commit suicide and you're faith believing in God, you know you're not going to heaven. But God is a loving God. You know, I don't know what he's going to do for the ones who do that, but, you know, I pray that he's, see that their mindset was in depressed mode. They couldn't, you know, make a good decision. And, you know, and it is what it is. That is so sad. But let me just take a little small break, and we'll be back in two and two. And you get another poem ready for us, Miss Lady, because I like your work. I really do.
I do, too.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello?
Hey, it's Mike.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been there.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't been gotten, but I will be there next week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day, going day.
No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house?
Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother, this is my woman and this is my house!
Oh, honey,
I'm
my girlfriend.
What is, why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
everyone. Welcome back to Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle. And that tune was by Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey. And I want to also remind my listeners, thank you for tuning in from north to south, east to west, and all those listening in 28 countries. I appreciate you. Tell your friends so we can continue to grow. Tonight, our special guest is Tracy Neal, and she was saying how she started writing poetry at the age of 14, and her teacher didn't believe her because she was so insightful what she was talking about, because it was real. You know, when you live in stuff, you know, I don't care how old you are, it's real. You know, you could be a child and be a victim of physical abuse, you know, getting beatings and whatever. And when you talk about it, it's real. Real is real. You can't change real. You know, and I appreciate her being there, so I'm going to kick this question over to Chris. Chris, you got a question for our guest?
Yes, Tracy. I did a little bit of research on you, and I don't know the answer to this, so please bear with me. But have you thought about doing a whole poem based on the climate crisis? You know, like I know you talked a little bit about pollution and the poem earlier, but I mean, have you thought about delving like a whole poem into it about it?
Oh, I'm not understanding. Say your question again.
My question was, have you thought about doing a poem about the climate crisis, the climate change?
Like the ozone layer and global warming?
Ozone layer.
Is that what you're talking about, Chris?
Yeah, the ozone layer, or if you talk a little bit about air pollution, unclean water, stuff like that. Have you thought about like doing like a whole poem about it?
I haven't thought about it. I mean, if
yeah.
God puts the words on me, of course, you know, it can be done.
Yeah. All right. I just thought I'd ask. All right.
Okay.
That was good question, baby.
Yeah.
Mark?
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. You were talking about Tracy, that you tried, before you came to Christ, you tried to become an elementary school teacher, but you kept taking the test and you kept failing, and you felt like a total failure. But now that you've come to Christ, you got your motivational speaking certificate, and you got 98% on your final exam the first time. That is awesome. Have you thought about going back to try to become an elementary school teacher?
No. And the reason being I say that confidently because God has, I truly believe, a bigger plan for me beyond the classroom. And it's funny that you mentioned that, because a lot of that stemmed from me trying to please my father. So he's a retired high school teacher. Mm-hmm. And I knew I wanted to make an impact on youth, not necessarily the same way, but, you know, just make an impact. And so I actually kind of stopped performing, so to speak, after my, I guess, freshman or sophomore year of college, because I didn't see a career out of that. Right. So I kind of left it alone, and I said, okay, well, I'll do teaching because I can still make an impact, you know, with youth. It just be in a different way, but I can still make an impact. So I chose to put, you know, my time in that. And I took the test like 10 times. After the fifth time, I really wanted to, you know, venture off and do something else. But my dad was like, take it again for me. I'm a daddy's girl. So I was like, I'll do it for my daddy. Shout out to the daddy's girls.
I'm a mama's girl, but
at 30, I finally told him, Dad, I'm not going to do it again. You know, God has a different plan for me. And at first, you know, that was not, you know, easy to do. And it kind of brought some, I won't say bad vibes, but, you know, it caused us to kind of spend some time reflecting, I should say. And that hurt me, because I felt like I never really disappointed my father telling him no. So, wow. But God, you know, reassured me at the time that he said he'll come around. He will come around. And now, you know, with things, opportunities arising and so much happening so quickly, one day my dad was like, you know what? No matter what, I know God got you. Yes.
Amen.
I know
that's,
God
that's
got
true.
You. So I was like, come to me, Lord. Like, you doing it. You're doing it.
Yes. That's good. I like hearing that when people can look at you and can tell that God is blessing you, you know, by the way something about you that illuminates, you know, they can tell. I like that, that your father recognized that. And I want to say, when you said that you were violated, you know, when you was younger, I presume, was this before that first poem you wrote at 14? Because I know as a writer, sometime when you're in pain, whether it's traumatic or whether you're extremely happy, that is the best poetry that I write, because I'm just in the zone. Whatever it is, if I'm crying, that stuff just come out of me. If I'm excited, that just come out of me. But you know, when I got to create something based on a title, it takes a little work. But I can do it, but it takes a little work, you know, because they used to always ask me at my other church there, when they had Ladies Day, to write a poem, you know, on the weirdest topics, you know, to me, like Fragrance of Faith. But that came one of my best poems, you know, very long, but, you know, I said, yeah, okay, I got this. So your first poem was at 14. Was that after your incident where you said that you was molested?
It was before. I was 20. I was 20 when I was raped. Yeah.
Well,
I wanted to further my answer for him.
Mm-hmm.
Confirmation for me with the poetry and pursuing the poetry was several years ago, before God even put it in my spirit to, you know, pursue Christian poetry and mm-hmm. share it with the world. One of my friends asked me a question. She said, okay, Tracy, if you could pick any dream job, any dream job, what would you do? And I didn't hesitate. I said, I would want to be a traveling poet.
All right.
And she said, what's stopping you?
Wow.
That's true. And my first answer would probably be finances.
Yeah.
But you know some. I just want to make sure that you know that anyone who comes on this show, they can always come back to let us know what's going down the pipe, what news is happening, an engagement or whatever. Like, I'm working real hard to get Ms. Walton to come on because she does a lot with kids, the TIA program, and people need to hear about that as well, especially because school is getting ready to start, and that's just a good topic. But I need to take a little small song break, and we'll be right back in 2 and 2.
Well, if ever the going got rough, you never were the type. Just think of backing down. So when you got more than your share in a minute, I knew your heart was in it. I knew that it would make you be your best, put you to the test. But if sometimes it seems not worth the battle, that's when you'll see you can count on me. Amen. all the way.
Well, welcome back. That tune was I'm With You All the Way by Shane Sutton. But anyway, Tracy, do you have another poem you can bless us with this evening?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Okay, so this one is called God Did It.
Amen.
There was a time I thought about committing a serious crime by allowing my life to become society's mom to await the judgment seat. I felt so bad, and my mind soon grew mad of all my problems that I believed I had causing to share defeat. I had no friends and even thought I would lend my heart to others that make them to bend, which influenced me to drop to my feet. I was abused by those who would choose to misuse a nice girl that didn't want to get hate to beat. Some days I came home and cried as I wish I had died while I lied to my parents thinking there would be no repeat. I questioned God's presence and I refused to reverence him as my savior because in my own imprudence because I couldn't take the heat. I tried to be accepted, but I was still rejected and my spirit became infected with sadness, wishing I would never have to keep taking the meat. I wondered when my worries would stop and make a flip-flop where my flower might finally bloom from the crop like a willful wheat. I did I know how to sow, how to show my hurt for it not to grow, but I needed to find my treat. Then one day, God showed me the way, and he took my problems to put them on his tray to make me very neat. God took control and filled me up so whole until I knew I had to reach my goal for it to go in a fleet. Now I can smile and laugh a while because my pain is gone for miles, so I can give a greet. See, my Jesus signed the resurrection sheet. I didn't have to bid it. I couldn't kid it. Time wouldn't rid it, but my God did it.
Amen. I like that. You go, girl. I like that, Tracy. That's bad to the bone. Oh, my goodness. That's real good. And I hope that you get the opportunity to go and travel and do your poetry because, you know, it's good. I mean, it's real. I like that. But, you know, some time is getting away from us, so we need you to tell people how they can get a hold of you. And how much does your book cost? And where can they get your book?
Okay, so my book is not coming out until the summer, and it'll probably be $10 to $15, and I'll be putting that on my website. And my website is where people can get in touch with me. I call that my one-stop shop. I have all of my social media on there. I have my contact information on there, booking, all of that. And that's Tracy, T-R-A-C-I, Neal, N-E-A-L, speakerpoet.com. Again, Tracy, T-R-A-C-I, Neal, N-E-A-L, speakerpoet.com.
Love it, love it, love it. And thank you for spending this Friday with us. You know, I want you and your
thank
family
you.
To stay safe.
Thank you.
You know, and is there a shout-out you want to give before me and my co-host say goodnight?
Shout-out to my mother. She actually was the confirmation for me when I was 14. She took me to my first open mic, South Carolina Book Festival, and I was the youngest person in the room, and she encouraged me to go up there and read my poem. I didn't read it. I recited it, and she said, you have a gift. So
amen.
Thank you, Mom.
Amen. Well, I got to give a shout-out, too, to one of my friends, Misty Long and Minister Ray. How y'all doing? Big old shout-outs. Okay, Mark, your shout-out, darling?
I want to give a shout-out to all the people, all the seniors that live here in this apartment. They're really getting together and taking care of each other. I really have big love for them.
Amen. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And, Chris, you want to give a shout-out, darling?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out to all the activists who are speaking out, not just about COVID-19, but about the climate, all the activists, a shout-out to them, and a shout-out to all of our listeners.
Amen. That's right.
What about Ben Midler?
Yeah. That too,
yeah. Yeah, and shout-out to Ben Midler.
She's an activist. Sorry, yeah. She's an activist.
She's an activist,
yes.
That's right.
Right. So, Tracy, you can always come back. Just hit me up. Let me know you got something that you want to talk about or announcing when your book do drop, because I do want to buy a copy. I want to support each other, you know. And yeah. Exactly.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, and also, my last book I just wrote is called Why Did I Stay So Long? It addresses men, women, and senior citizens who have been sexually abused, physically abused, and emotional breakdown. So, you know, it's not on Amazon because I'm not trying to give them all that money. Hit me up, you know, if you want a copy, you can get a copy from me for $15, and I'll send it right to you. You know, so everybody be blessed. Come back next week. You know, don't come back if you have some issues, because next week we're going to be talking about sex, and it is what it is. It's only for adults, not for minors. And we out. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Hi, John Boy.